look what they've done to my song, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Well, it's the only thing I could do half right, just turn it out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my brain, Ma. Look what they've done to my brain. Yeah, they picked it like chicken bone, and they think I'm half insane, Ma. Look what they've done to my brain. Wish I could find a book to live.
KTWH 99.5 FM, and that was a perfect lead into Talking Library News. That was Miley Cyrus's version of Melanie, and Look What They've Done to My Song, after being frustrated with the record company she was working with. She just wanted to bury herself in a good book. So I think Madeline might be able to help us out with that. good morning, Madeline.
Good morning. And honestly, Miley does such a great job covering songs. I don't think she gets the credit that she deserves as a singer.
Oh, thank you.
Artist in general.
I completely agree, because I was one of those that were like, oh, Miley Cyrus. And then when I heard the song, my impression of her totally went out the window. And now, you know, when they say, who's one person you'd want to have dinner with? Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. You know, her godmother is Dolly Parton.
I did know that. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I just got chills.
Oh, man. Do you know what, Michelle? This is why I always start my conversations with you with the list in front of me, because I was about to go into a full set Miley Cyrus appreciation.
That is so funny. Yes, thanks for keeping me on track. I was just going to go down a Dolly Parton track, so.
Both of those women just are so cool. Maybe we should have just a sideshow on KTWH about women who make a difference and have pipes to prove it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I could talk about that for quite a while. Yeah. Well, you're someone who makes a difference, Miss Madeline. You are rocking and rolling over at the library. What's going on?
Well, actually, speaking of people who do make a difference, it's National Friends of the Library Week.
Yes.
So we have some great volunteers who have an organization called Friends of the Library, and their mission is to support the library and provide resources that we need for that extra dazzle, that extra sparkle. And they are having a book sale Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. So folks, stop on in. They have plenty of DVDs, CDs, all sorts of books in all sorts of genres. And this year, I'm so excited. We're partnering with Lakeview Hospital mm-hmm. and Medical Clinic in that great, gorgeous conference room that they have. And the Friends are hosting a little wellness fair so folks can get to know what resources there are here in our community to help you live your best and healthy life.
Yes. So to clarify, it is not at the library this year because you guys are so fabulous, you need a bigger space. And it is at the clinic conference room.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
So okay.
Tonight is members only night. If you're not a member yet, no worries. It's just $10 at the door. And that membership lasts for a full year, so it's covered for future book sales as well. And that's from 4 to 7. And then Friday, everybody's welcome from 10 to 5. And then on Saturday, watch out, everybody's welcome 10 to 1, but it's the $7 for whatever mm-hmm. you can fit into a bake sale.
So awesome. Yay. Yeah. I believe a couple of the CDs I have sitting right here are from a book sale. That's where I got most of my inventory.
I love like vintage cookbooks, and
yes.
It's such a great place to stock up.
Yes. Yep. And I don't know. It's kind of funny that if you're into like sappy romance novels, those are not considered the high quality books, I think, in the sale, because you can get like 3 for $1 or something. It's
right.
Like it's insane. So if that's your, which I love, just a quick little read through book that did not rock my world and get through it, and you know.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody deserves that happily ever after.
Yeah.
And I'm a strong proponent of there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure.
Right.
You know, I don't feel bad about liking junk food. I don't feel bad about watching right. bad TV. I'm not going to apologize for loving the newest Julie Murphy romance.
Thank you. As we should indulge.
Find what you love, run towards it.
Yes. Someone gave, here's an indulgence, someone gave me a homemade white chocolate amaretto raspberry 4-layered cake the other day.
Somebody just gave you a cake? Well, I guess it is your birthday, Mom.
Well, she gave me a piece of it. It was my sister. We kind of shared the same birthday month. So we were.
Oh, that's nice of you to share with her.
Right. Right. Yeah. So just talking about indulgence, I just had to throw that out there and kudos to her roommate who made it from scratch.
Yes. Wow. 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 That is talent.
Right. Yeah. So,
and that is a vision. Yeah. You need to break that up.
Right. Well, there's none left, but that's an indulgence. So what else do we have going on? Again, good thing you have a list. We digress.
Yes. So true. So actually, speaking of the Friends of the Library, we have a really exciting match going on right now for our Two Harbors Public Library Fund. So as I mentioned, the library is funded through the city and the county, but we are looking for ways to increase our capacity to make sure that we're able to provide the best of the resources for our community. So we're working towards an endowed fund, and we are so close to getting mm-hmm. to the point where we're able to start spending that money. And the Friends of the Library graciously agreed to cap us off once we hit 50 donations for this year.
Mm-hmm.
We announced this earlier this month, and we already have 10 donations that came through. So as you're joining the Friends of the Library, they're just looking for the amount of donors. So you can slip in an extra dollar, an extra $5 bill. If there's change in your Venmo wallet that you forgot about, go ahead and send this over. Because, I mean, as much as we would love the big bucks, we just want to make sure that the community is involved. And every bit helps. Every dollar counts, and we count every dollar.
Yes. And the Friends of the Library just aren't like an extra, like, oh, it's nice. What they contribute is phenomenal. You know, some of the bookcases, the baby seat in, or the toddler seat in the restroom, the safety seats, they provide like equipment and materials that are not within the city budget to run this. So it's not just, I'm saying this in air quotes, nice to have them. The Friends of the Library make our Two Harbors Public Library what it is. So
Oh, I couldn't agree anymore. And if you ever stop in the Two Harbors Library, I could walk you around and show you all of their impact.
Yes.
We have these, our Children's Services Librarian designs these fun scavenger hunts every month around the library. She's able to do that because the Friends of the Library bought us a Cricut. Our Teen Services Librarian is getting ready for a teen writing club for National Novel Writing Month. We're able to buy snacks because the Friends of the Library support that. And as we're talking about staff investment, next week we're able to send two staff members to a library conference because the Friends of the Library are willing to match the investment in staff growth. So, and plus they're cool people on top of that.
Right? I'm kind of getting chills again. I'm so digging this. So awesome. And if listeners want to know all the fabulous things that are going on in the library and your new books and the events and the artists that's being featured, how can they get a hold of you?
Awesome. So first of all, I'd recommend coming with a list because as you can tell, I love talking libraries and I don't want to keep you all day. Our website is twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library. And actually, if you go on the Facebook page or the website, you're able to get the time and the dates for the book sale, which, again, are members-only night. Tonight from 4 to 7, everybody Friday 10 to 5, everybody Saturday 10 to 1, and that's the $7 a bag sale, and that's at Lakeview Medical Clinic. Feel free to call us with any questions, comments, concerns at 834-3148. And today we're open 11:30 to 7 p.m.
Excellent. Wow. You just gave a great spiel there. Good job. Oh, I love, love, love it.
Starting my day with Michelle and Miley, what more do I need?
Right? Just give me a good book. Ma. Oh, I always promise I'm not going to sing on the air, and I almost broke into it. Like...
It's your birthday month. I think the rules are a little flexible.
Yes. Thank you. That's so awesome. That's right. Only halfway through the month, so I can milk it for a couple more weeks.
Yes.
Thanks for being on my bandwagon. I like it.
Easy to do. And thank you so much for letting me talk about the Two Harbors Public Library twice a month with you. It's just such a joy.
Yes, and I look forward to our call at the end of the month. Thank you for starting your day off with us, Madeline. I really appreciate it.
Back at you. We'll see you at the CD bins at the book sale.
Love it. You have a fabulous day, dear.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Yep, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Yes, it is fall, which means it is Friends of the Library book sale time. So, yeah, you definitely want to set some time aside for that because there's so many wonderful things to look through. And so you want to block off some time so you can take your time to stroll through that. And I did see on their Facebook page that because it is at the clinic, to bring a mask while you are at the book sale.